Fact is that to an extraordinary extent, by comparative standards, the United States is a business-run society, which means that human rights are subordinated to the overwhelming, overriding need of profit for investors. Decisions are placed in the hands of unaccountable private tyrannies, which means that even if formal democratic practices exist, as they do, they're of peripheral significance. The government, in fact, is, as John Dewey called it 50 or 60 years ago, the shadow cast by business over society, so that modifications in the shadow are not going to change the substance. These were truisms throughout most of American history, including American working class history, until quite recently, until the 1950s, in fact. And it also means that social policy is geared to the transfer of wealth and power to those who already have it, and deliberately so. Now, in more democratic societies, by that I mean societies where democratic forms function more, there are countervailing forces that enable the public to enter the arena of policy and decision. That's only true to a very limited extent, a remarkably limited extent in the United States, despite quite impressive democratic forms.